If you love someone with borderline personality disorder, BPD, you already know that the relationship can often be strained. You know that your loved one can exhibit changeable moods, impulsive behaviors, and even self-defeating activities that challenge your commitment. He may express anger that pushes you away, then desperately clings to you, demanding that you pull him closer. He may express adoration beyond measure, alternating with contempt beyond reason. She may be your lover or your best friend. She may be your parent or your child. This work is an attempt to present practical ways to navigate these sometimes turbulent waters. It is intended to help you understand your loved one's often perplexing communication patterns, avoid the pitfalls, and develop ways to connect more positively. Unlike many other works on the subject, this reference is not necessarily intended for those diagnosed with BPD, nor is it meant to explicate or replace a formal professional treatment regimen. It is directed specifically at those who are committed to communicating with someone with BPD. I'm hopeful this material will provide you with the framework to maintain and improve your relationship with the one you care about. How this book can help you. Preserving a caring relationship with someone with BPD can be arduous. You love this person, yet you feel he is constantly resisting and challenging your caring. In these pages, you'll recognize some of the common dilemmas you encounter in loving someone with BPD. You will recognize the betrayals of the struggles that emerge. This book is written for you, the communicating partner. It will help you recognize when a crisis may be developing in your dealings with your loved one. You will learn specific strategies to help you adapt to common frustrations in the relationship. These methods are relatively easy to keep in mind and apply. I present multiple examples of how you can utilize these strategies in working toward a healthier relationship. One of the primary approaches I describe is called setup: support, empathy, truth and understanding, and perseverance. This simple acronym represents a way of thinking when interfacing with your loved one. The SET component is the main focus for the communication system, as support, empathy, and truth should be balanced elements in each communication and should be emphasized in each verbal interaction. Understanding and perseverance are more general, overarching attitudes and thus comprise the supplementary component. I developed the primary SET system of communication for clinicians and for those in the general public who engage with challenging people. It is designed to help maintain a mindset that can minimize escalation of tension. SET communication is easily and quickly learned. It's easy to remember and implement. Keeping the SET segment prominently in mind during communications also helps you recognize when your interventions are not being heard by your loved one, and how you can therefore adapt your approach. UP is a goal throughout the relationship, maintaining an ongoing perspective of understanding and perseverance. Setup, it's not a way to cure a borderline individual, but rather a technique to help you, the individual's communication partner, relate to her. It is not a treatment protocol, although it can be immersed in a therapy program. In addition to discussing specific ways to institute setup, this book presents other interaction strategies as well, along with ways to recognize when they can be constructively introduced. The ultimate goal in employing these approaches is to establish ongoing, respectful interactions that preserve the relationship with your loved one. What's inside this book? The first part of this book presents necessary general information. Chapter 1 reviews our current understanding of BPD and the kinds of communication problems inherent in the disorder. Chapter 2 reviews what setup is and is not, and how it can be used most effectively. And Chapter 3 describes other supplementary techniques that can be helpful in interactions with those with BPD.